Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back again. Yes, indeed. We are back again, and welcome to another episode. Yes, welcome to another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words, yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He's told me I must tell you things, even bring to remembrance things concerning truths, my brothers and sisters. Yes, very precious truths. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, yes, if they could, to destroy. The Most High's promise, yes, indeed, the Most High has surely promised that His word should not return to Him void. Acts 3:18-23 declares that He, Messiah, will come for the express purpose to show that the Most High, in fact, is indeed Lord. His word, as I said before, will not return to Him void, for He says, according to this, it's written according to the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah comes for the remembrance, the restoration, the restitution of all things. All things spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets. All things the Most High spoke by the mouth of the holy prophets since world began. And they among us who are wise who will not be destabilized know that the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not a man that he should lie. And in fact, when he says that he, Messiah, will come to bring man to the remembrance of all things spoken by the holy prophets since world began, we should understand. I said we should understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. It means that wherever it is across the entire course of human history, wherever national, political, social, cultural, pseudo-religious ideals across the planet have chosen in any way not to seek the full fruition and the full remembrance of all the Most High has decreed from the beginning, all these institutions who have somehow compelled men to believe that these diversitudes, contradictions, this conflict as a result of hypocritical compromise, it means that all institutions of man, my brothers and sisters, that have not compelled men to seek the foundation the Most High declared from the beginning, to understand what is the current misorder of things, that men don't discern, if you will, the current misorder of things. Whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, I hope you and pray you will understand. That men have not been compelled to understand. I said, whatever men have not been compelled to understand. What the Most High decreed from the beginning, as the ultimate eventuality of all that's contained, all that's spoken in the law of the prophets, every single one of these institutions, my brothers and sisters, has been a lying farce, incapable, unable, and treacherous illusion, my brothers and sisters, against men discerning, against men even preparing for the day of great judgment, my brothers and sisters, that comes upon humanity for choosing in so many ways to deny the truth or each man allowing himself to be dissuaded. The Messiah said himself, think not that he had come. Don't let anyone compel you to think or presume in any way that he's come to destroy or In other words, my brothers and sisters, don't let anybody cause you to, in any way, dishonor, blaspheme, disrespect, not believe what the Most High has pre-declared after the law and the prophets. And in fact, if anyone is so dissuaded, so destabilized, predisposed not to believe what Yah has decreed. In fact, my brother says, if anyone who seeks to deny in any way what is decreed in the law and the prophets, refusing to understand what the Most High has forsworn, refusing to understand the Most High has forsworn, an end to all confusion, an end to all lies and lies. My brothers and sisters, if men are not willing to discern the eventuality contained in that in those prophecies, it means that man's heart has been predisposed toward misconceit in the first place, injustice in the first place. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it means that men have not overcome the world, because in all for all the diversities that are in it, all the contradictions that are in it, men have still sought to find comfort, refusing to respect what the scriptures truly mean when it says that Yah is one. First commandment of all, Yah is one. He will not be destabilized after the multitude of contradictions of men. He will not compromise his word, my brothers and sisters, after the vanity of man. What it means, my brothers and sisters, the whole world be a liar or be found deceived, blind, irreverent, disrespectful of the truth. Don't ever even begin to think that man's ignorance anywhere in the world or at any time changes what the Most High will count man. Let's just say that what Most High will count man required to have yet attained. For my brothers and sisters, shall the Most High not do what he says he should, what he said he would do, simply because men have not believed, or because they trusted in their rulers who would never tell them the whole truth? Hey, think about it, my brothers and sisters. I can talk to you about a lot of scripture. Tremendous amount of scripture. The scriptures tell us in advance the rulers would not teach you, would tell you nothing of, that you don't discern indeed what is righteousness. My brothers and sisters, if you were told in advance that the leaders were going to be hypocritical, and the scriptures say that they would be, if you were told in advance, or you didn't read the scripture, or seek to discern the scripture that exposes those who comfort you in your vanity, my brothers and sisters, shall the Most High change his will? Shall he count you faithful because you chose to trust? Think about it. 45,000 denominations in the world, all saying something different, but you still say you're faithful because you trusted one of them. Well, hold on. Scripture says, Messiah, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers. That's what it ultimately means in Micaiah, Matthew 5:14-24. It said your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers, who in some way deny the law and the prophets and compel you to think that it was Messiah who does it, when in fact the scripture says in Daniel 7:25 that the beasts, the unreasoning, foolish ones of the nations, seek to change times and laws. I did not say Messiah. Meaning it's foolish, my brothers and sisters, to think that one will get away with profaning, blaspheming, disrespecting the holy name. Scripture says, if any man is beguiled to think the Messiah came to destroy, blaspheme, disrespect, dishonor, anything contained in the law and the prophets, the scripture says, if any man does this, seeking to deceive his brother, one scripture says he'd be found guilty under hellfire. Scripture says a man who is destabilized after world rulership, to think the Most High denied the authority that he gave the Messiah when he said all authority, all precepts of righteousness, if you will, has been given unto him, compelling men to believe that that authority has been denounced or renounced because of the authority of some king, some priest, some rabbi, some imam, whatever they want to call them. Brothers and sisters, the scriptures say if you're beguiled to believe in any way that Messiah came, the Savior came, to make men delivered according to some man's partial standard that divides this world, Scripture says, if you fall to such deception, it says you shall in no case, no case, no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Think about what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters. Think about what I'm telling you. The scripture says the Messiah comes when he appears. It says, kings shall shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, the people had not considered, they should be made to consider, and consider it intelligently. So the scripture asks, whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand the report? To what Isaiah 52, 15 through 53, 1. Understand the point. Oh, yes, understand the point, my brothers and sisters. What it means, your leaders are not saved. Your leaders are a device of influence after their multitudes. If they seek to cause you not to seek the fullness of what is divine will, they cause you to break rather than keep his law. To break the law, my brothers and sisters, is a cause far from, or to bring to bear far from what is righteous cooperation in the will of the one. In fact, my brothers and sisters, whenever the rulers have turned you aside from what is the pure and perfect will of Yah, they've caused you to call the Most High himself a liar. And my brothers and sisters, that is not an act of faith. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, we've said it so many times in this show. They lied to you when they said that by the grace of Yah are you not under his law. Let me ask you a question. By what shall a man be delivered from the folly of men? The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that he reveals his law that you might be converted or made wise unto him, not so easily exploited or deceived by men. Think about it. Shall men say the grace of Yah is that they are made all the more subject to the partialities and compromises, perversions, misrepresentations of men? To believe that Yah can be subdivided 45,000 times, thus dividing and conquering the people and in so many ways dissuading men against the righteous authority, the holiness of him who is eternal in his truth and all that he has spoken forever. They talked about something they called, they say they talk about the doctrine not under the law but under grace. And they didn't tell you what the Romans called law. Romans called law, my brothers and sisters, the preservation of every one of their perversions, because in all the massive contradictions that they taught the people not to seek to see beyond the contradiction, but to accept them all. All the false gods and the contentions of man, all the false gods and contentions among the gods, to accept them all some kind of which way, and all called because they all were part of the Roman Empire. So if you saw most of the contradictions in the Roman Empire, and you saw the various ideologies of men all intermingled, men were not supposed to argue about it, just simply accept it. In other words, my brother says, they mandated your stupidity. They mandated your indiscretion. They mandated, my brother says, you forsake all intelligence and conscience just to go along and get along with whatever compromise against the Holy One that men have conceived. My brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, a man who succumbs to this has only worshipped the devil. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters, of what manner of travesty and great treachery has been committed in the world. To compel me and my brothers and sisters to, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, accept a bribe. A bribe, my brothers and sisters, complicit after the compromises of this world. At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, what kind of compromise is it? Because I want you to think about what I'm saying. What is the nature of that compromise? It is the damnation of your very soul. Think about it. Shall the souls of men be made one? My brothers and sisters, shall men's conscience be made one after a multitude of worldly differences? Shall the conscience of men, my brothers and sisters, be made one in the Most High? Shall the Most High have an offering? Think about it. Shall the Most High call it an acceptable offering that those who call themselves true to his name, his people, him who is one, bear so many differences of opinion? We said it before, my brothers and sisters. Most High did not create man to be contentious, every man against his brother, argumentative, every man against his brother. He didn't create man to form an opinion. He didn't tell man, my brothers and sisters, to draw hasty conclusions, not considerate of all that he has said. Man, my brothers and sisters, was created and given the Holy Spirit that he might commune with his Creator, agreed with his Creator. I didn't say by any means, my brothers and sisters, to deny anything the Most High has said so that men might argue among themselves in their selfish ambitions. Purity and completion offers one choice, and he said, the truth of the gospel, you go forth and teach everything that he declared. Messiah comes for the restoration and restitution of all things, even the judgment of mankind. Mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, discerning whether or not men will seek the whole word or not. My brothers and sisters, if man is not willing to seek the fullness of what the Most High declared, why do you make a vow in his name? My brothers and sisters, think about it. I want you to understand. Scriptures tell you well that if any man take away from anything the Most High has said, he takes away his opportunity unto eternal life. If he adds anything, he adds damnation to his soul. The Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, and the bright morning star of Revelation 22:16. And every one of those words and all the prophecies concerning that one relates to this one, my brothers and sisters, will relate a standard beyond all the rulers. That means that you can't attain this standard by your rulers. And your rulers can never make you whole who constantly compromise the truth that they uphold their pulpits and thrones. They're not saved themselves. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they are minions of a deceiver if they tell you that in some way, form, or fashion, the Most High has denied the authority of any of his own word. Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy, anything but fully acknowledge what is declared by the Most High, that is called the law and the prophets. In fact, the verses that I put up in the chat really start in Isaiah 41:21 all the way up to about 42:4 in particular, tell you that the Messiah, when he comes, is going to call men abominations, speaking first to the rulers. Calling men abominations because they cannot declare, or if they cannot declare. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. What the Most High declared from the beginning, what is the state of current depravity, and that man has fallen away from what the Most High declared from the beginning. And if man, my brothers and sisters, cannot declare, what is the eventuality of all things concerning the prophets? My brothers and sisters, Scripture says their teachings did not come forth from him. Did you hear me? He said your teaching did not come forth from him. Because he said a whole lot of pastors are going to come forth one day. Crying out, Lord, Lord, but never sought the full will of the Father. My brothers and sisters, claiming to be servants of Yah, but he likens those who have his word but don't understand them, or don't seek the full fruition of them, or don't pursue the full fruition of them. He calls them those like those who have built a house upon sand and not upon a rock. And when the rains came and the winds blew, the house fell. When the strong rebuke of the Most High came, the house fell because it had no foundation. My brothers and sisters, to have his word and not to understand it is to miss the point, and it is to err. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of it in this way, that many will call themselves leaders. I thought that they were pastors. I thought that they had the word of the Most High. I thought that they were hearing it. The Most High said you should really seek him. All we need to talk about what's in the book of Yaakov, called James. Scriptures actually say that many will come in that day, saying, did we not in your name prophesy, your name cast out devils, illusions, adversaries against the awakening conscience of men. Now, in your name, do many wonderful works, or what they thought was the result of divine inspiration and a heightening of conscience. And the scripture says point blank, the Messiah will say to them, keep away from me. Did you hear me? He will say to them, keep away from me. For you are not an associate of mine. Many of my brothers and sisters, it'll watch out for whoever it is that causes you to be proud, trusting in any perversion against what the Most High has spoken In fact, my brothers and sisters, to not believe what the Most High offers and to rationalize against it. In any way, the scripture calls it perverting the grace of Yah. It is the gift of Yah that he tells you the truth, so you don't have to be deceived. He never said that unbelief, my brothers and sisters, and rebellion against the truth would call anything favored. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scripture calls all such doings in the book of Yaakov, well, the book of Yehuda, they called Jude, you get to Yaakov, they called James, King James called it that anyway. That's another lie. But scripture says men will cause men to pervert the grace of Yah, to fall off their own licentiousness. Well, they give themselves license to speak. But my brothers and sisters, if the Most High has given no one a license to speak, then my brothers and sisters, men speak lies by default. If the Most High has not given a man authority to speak a word, my brothers and sisters, what he speaks, scripture says in Matthew 12:36, he will give account of every foolish word he speaks in the judgment. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Most High never gave anybody a right to lie against him. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit teach all things, no lie in it. So how do people say that after the Holy Spirit they lied against the truth of Yah? 45,000 denominations out here, and people are going to turn around and say that nobody's lying? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Like I've said so many times on this show, seminary schools. Pass out a generic degree. That men are willing to devote themselves unto attaining. But they can take that degree and be presiders over some every denomination. Having been licensed as doctors of divinity. And truth of the matter, brothers and sisters, some of these degrees don't even require that a man truly believe that Messiah is the Son of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, if they truly believe that he is the Son of Yah and understood what that meant, by no means could they compromise the word. Because the Son of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is one called the Son of Man, comes to reprove all the injustices of all the leaders, political, social, and religious across the whole world. He comes, my brothers and sisters, because the whole world's falling short of the glory, falling short of that pure, perfect word. Falling short of what is necessary unto an atonement. That man receive indeed the blessed presence of the Most High. But see, these are kind of the scriptures that speak of all these things, my brothers and sisters, that speak of all these things. The type of word, my brothers and sisters, that most are not inclined to want to hear. We need to talk about, my brothers and sisters, what's necessary that we wake up. Because until we understand that this world has been comforted in vain, hey, men have sought comfort in a lie, unwilling to believe that Yah is one, willing to believe that he has split himself across 1,001 denominations, heaven help us. Because men have chosen to believe, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said you should never believe. My brothers and sisters, men have chosen not to understand that has been damnation and not salvation. My brothers and sisters, he said you don't even associate the holy name with anything vain, partial, incomplete, polluted or perverse in any way. He said you're not found to be found guiltless if you do this. How then do men, my brothers and sisters, associate the holy name after standards the Most High already told you in advance that you should look beyond? Think about it. What I'm saying, how should men do this, my brothers and sisters, to inspect salvation as a result? Doesn't quite make a lot of sense, because I understand what I'm saying to you. Scriptures talk about what was a falling away from the faith that actually occurred in the first centuries. Scripture says after that time, nothing would reverse the pollution and the corruption until Messiah comes himself to expose the pretense. I know they didn't teach it to you like that, but that's actually what it said in Matthew 24. It's actually what it said when it talks about the seven seals of the book of Revelation. Because actually the White Horse Rider, regardless of what they want to tell you, if you look at Revelation 19, the White Horse Rider is actually Messiah himself exposing the lies in the dispensation of the gospel, exposing and overcoming the illusions of the world, sending forth the word to help others to escape the illusions themselves. Think about it. It's an illusion. It is foolishness if you believe that a fallen standard is not a deception. If you believe that a fallen standard is sufficient, my brothers and sisters, it is delusion. It is false vision, my brothers and sisters, illusion. But my brothers and sisters, there are those who would rather believe that the world is not in a fallen state. And my brothers and sisters, the only hope of awakening beyond the corruptions of man, awakening beyond all these illusions that you might overcome the world, the only hope, my brothers and sisters, of coming to that discretion, of coming to that salvation, is knowing that the world is in a fallen state, that you might know what it is to look for the appearing of Messiah, to raise the conscience of man again. And my brothers and sisters, those who are so sure in the fallen state of his present mind, status quo, my brothers and sisters, who trust in this, shall it be said they've trusted in the Most High, who already said that he must send his Messiah for the express purpose to raise the conscience of man because he is fallen? Shall man trust in the fallen state the Messiah come to reprove and still say that he has believed in him? Come on, my brothers and sisters, time to think about these things for a minute. Scripture said Messiah will have to come to expose all the pretense of that's come as a result of wicked men presiding over the churches. Lawless men presiding over the churches. But do you think the rulers intend to tell you what's in 2 Thessalonians relative to Isaiah 11 through 14 chapter? Do they really think they intended to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that those who uphold fallen standards are the demons that keep you hid in prison houses, blind in prison houses, unaware of the truth? Trusting in lies and liars? Hey, Scripture says the kingdom of the earth being complicit in one way against the Most High. In other words, get the point. They will uphold them to sometimes even uphold one another's lies. Or just to say, not seek to expose every lie, that there always be room for another devil. In other words, get my point. If you're living in a society called foundation, and people always tell you a half-truth, and there's certain truth that nobody speaks, then my brothers and sisters, everybody's being exploited, and all the demons are assuring that there's another room for another devil to exploit the people and cause them to be contentious against one another and a contention and also contentious against Yah. The whole scheme of it all, my brothers and sisters, is just one grand illusion. If a person is still left gullible to a lie and he has gone to men supposedly to fortify them in the faith and the truth, and the end result is all they get is something that leaves them gullible, my brothers and sisters, those who said that they were fortifying men to be true unto the Most High, again, with nothing else but liars. It's just a fact. There's a reason why, my brothers and sisters, I talked to you about what the Most High told me. He said, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy, to bring the remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of that which the Most High declared from the beginning, that which the Most High, after having declared a standard from the beginning, that you might discern what is the nature of perversity that in this world today must be overcome, that you prepare yourself for what the Most High said he would bring, because he said he was going to bring a full end of whatever nations or ideologies have been an obstacle against the fruition of his people, becoming that people that he said in Zephaniah 3:13 will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no injustice, and so stable they will have none to deceive them. He said he would destroy, make a full end of whatever nation, of whatever ideology, my brothers and sisters, has blinded his people to trust in the lie that they become so distracted that they so often refuse to hear the fullness of what he has to say. Most, do you really think, my brothers and sisters, when it's necessary that all be instructed, the Most High is going to uphold those who compel the people to trust in what blinds their minds so that they never comprehend? Do you think he's going to call friends, my brothers and sisters, those who taught lies that made men sedentary and inclined to argue against the truth rather than accept it? Do you think he's going to call such as these as his friends? We got 45,000 denominations and rulers, my brothers and sisters, of established institutions that they have sought to exalt for their own personal ambition's sake, even if it means, my brothers and sisters, that many are dissuaded not to discern what is the pure, perfect will of Yah, that is the gospel. And yet they call themselves gospel preachers. My brothers and sisters, like I said, they don't preach the gospel of the kingdom. But they preach, my brothers and sisters, is a word to exalt themselves, that they might exploit you. And sadly, my brothers and sisters, men have not understood what the scriptures say. Isaiah 44:20, for instance, the scripture says, actually in the Aramaic, it says it like this. The men's imaginations, their discretion has become dull, and they cannot deliver themselves, nor see that what they trust is in their right hand has been falsehood. And then the scriptures, right after it talks about exposing the rulers as foolish. Well, the people have trusted their rulers. Wow. And he says it's going to prove them foolish. And the scripture says that what the people trusted with their right hand, in other words, what they shook hands with, what they made allegiances with, was falsehood. So Messiah has to send someone who would expose them all in their folly. That men follow one shepherd. That Jerusalem, the city of peace, be established upon a firm foundation. This is what the scriptures prophesy must be. That all shall know from the rising sun to the west, know that there's only one truth, one conscience, my brothers and sisters, with which the Most High shall be pleased. And that conscience alone, my brothers and sisters, is the only hope toward life. Well, my brothers and sisters said, the one who would do this would reveal to you the hidden thing, the secret thing that they sought to hide in secret places, lock up in a vault, and nobody ever sees them again. Well, my brothers and sisters, I think it's quite sad, quite frankly. For as much as the scriptures have said, so often because people have believed their leaders, pastors, priests, rabbis, kings, were just and holy men, that no matter what the scriptures say, somehow they figure that the scriptures, or these scriptures, can only be viable according to some doctrine they've been taught by deceiving and treacherous pastors and priests, kings. So much so that men read the scriptures and twist them to conform to the conscience of men teaching folly after predispositions that would never give any man power to overcome a world of illusion. Do you think the nature of a liar and a liar, my brothers and sisters, that he's going to tell you that he's lying to you? Oh, really? My brothers and sisters, these men are trained to preside over any one of a multitude of contentious denominations and beliefs of men. That means, my brothers and sisters, they are unabsolved. The scripture says, let not a double-minded man think he receive anything from Yah. Hey, the book of Jacob, what does it say? It says, if you're scattered among the nations, how about a scatterbrained, scattered in your thinking among the nations, lacking wisdom? Hey, enticed by a multitude of provocation to go along to get along. my brothers and sisters, even to compromise against the truth of the Holy Name with an undisciplined tongue. Really need to read Jacob or James from the first to third chapter and understand it all. And understand what Scripture says, Abraham believed Yah. Abraham obeyed Yah. He was counted him for righteousness. Well, if you compromise the word to get along with everybody who wants to believe a lie, my brothers and sisters, that's to the salvation and blessing of no one. I want you to understand something. I pray the Most High will help the hearts to comprehend. He said for a good reason, for a very good reason. If you're scattered among the nations where there is no wisdom, where there is no reverence for Yah, he didn't say ask the rulers. Scripture say ask him. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? No one, my brothers and sisters, no one creates for himself a reward by teaching profanity or creating profanity or allusions against the truth of the Holy Covenant, wrought of the licentiousness of a carnal, self-righteous, and selfishly ambitious mind. No one, my brothers and sisters, who would create for himself a self-exalting design to mislead the people that they do not receive what indeed is necessary, that you ought to follow the Lamb wherever he leads. None of these standards, my brothers and sisters, will most highly please me. In fact, my brothers and scriptures, brothers and sisters, scripture says, because men have been taught to swear by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. That means swear by his name, but not follow him. Scripture says that he will send Messiah. And for a moment, Messiah will have to plead for the deferment, delay, if you will, of divine anger and wrath. The man might have an opportunity to get their heads together. Well, that's what it says in Isaiah 48. Need to read about 48, 1 through 10, 11. Need to also check out Revelation 7, 2. Messiah saying, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of Yah upon their brows, speaking to the angels of wrath. 30 and 18 says, the Most High will begin to be gracious unto you. For a moment he will wait. He will defer his anger that he might be gracious unto you. Grant you again an opportunity to see the truth. My brothers and sisters, in order to see that truth, men are going to have to admit the whole world's been a lie. Think about it. If all the institutions in some way have compromised the word, and if you check enough word, you find out that they have, and men are willing to uphold that lesser standard rather than seeking the fullness, how can they be called the children of Abraham, who was told to seek the perfect, complete will of Yah? And that would be a blessing. Do you think partiality is still a blessing? We need to understand how all this happened. We truly do. We need to stop and consider, how did the world get this far off base? The men have trusted so many illusions. We truly need to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Some of you have been listening to my show for a long time. So we've been listening to this show for a very long time. I've actually been on the air for a few years now. You ask yourself, how does this world get this far awry? There's so many contentions, so much warfare, so much misopinion, so much foolish pride. Well, I've said it before, man was not created to argue with his creator, but be led by him. And it's because men by led have been led by others that the warfare and contentions, the abundance of lies and illusions that caused me and my brothers and sisters to be something other than concerted. There's a reason why all these things exist in the world. I want you to think about it. Rome believed in a multitude of diverse gods and the kings they called gods as well, as power brokers of all the gods who are all their gods always fighting against each other. Wow. And as in effect then, since the king felt that he had a right to choose who would be a priest, to choose what would be the doctrines of all the various gods, even having the right, they said, to, and they did, so often slay the priests who did not conform to the will of the king. At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, the kings considered themselves supreme ruler of all the lands. They had authority over. And in a polytheist society where a multitude of diverse gods are worshipped, you need to realize something. What Messiah said, when he said the spirit of truth, the world will not receive, John 14, 15 through 16, really need to read all about the 27th verse. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. In other words, I show you peace relative to what is pure and perfect after the will of the Holy One, not after all the compromises of men. He said, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. The testimony of truth, the absolute truth, the world will not receive. There's no love in an absolute. How can there be a love for Yah? How can there be a love for Messiah? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, maintain this absolution. Maintain this perfect sense of conscience. said, Yah so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him. He didn't say believe him all to the world of contradictions would have life. Means the Messiah comes to declare an absolute. And it was never the men preferred darkness more than light, confusion more than an absolute. Said those who do not believe are already condemned. Why? Because they believe a lie. Because they did not believe in the true authority. Of the only begotten Son. And at that time, my brothers, this is what that meant. And there must have been a lot of argument about that. The scripture talks about one of his firstborn son. And each time, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah came to restore conscience, those who awoke in that time were called the first to be reborn in that age. We need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says Messiah comes to awaken his people. Messiah is always often, was even prophesied to awaken his people from times long before his appearing, as the one who would awaken Israel. Therefore, you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture calls him the first born among many brethren, it means he is the one who comes to awaken man beyond the prison house, a world of misconceits, of many brethren. Now, if you got many brethren, my brother says, that means, does that mean he's still the only begotten Son? Think about it. It means that in his time, in his appearing, the time in which he appears, because he appears, according to all prophecy, at a time when the whole world is falling short, it means, my brothers and sisters, he is the only one at that time that the Most High could say that his utmost truth true of him. That morning by morning, as the Most High causes his ears, he is to hear the teaching. And he has not turned back the rebellious way. Read Isaiah 50. My brother says 51 through 5. He is the one who comes to teach or strengthen, constant those who come spiritually weary. Scripture says they will wait for him to renew their strength. Well, guess what? Those who don't know to look for the one who reproves all the injustice or proves foolish the wisdom, seeming wisdom of all the rulers, those who don't know to look for him, since Messiah comes to prove them all foolish, have trusted in folly. My brothers and sisters, Scripture said those who believe lies, folly, pretense, 2 Thessalonians 2, didn't say they'd be saved, who preferred unrighteousness, less than the force of the Holy Word, who preferred the compromises of those who overtaken the churches, bringing in their pollutions. Didn't say they'd be saved, my brothers and sisters. In fact, Scripture says point blank they'd be damned, but the Messiah has to come to expose this pretense that those who believe in him, whatever the doctrines have been twisted, that those who believe in him, believing the truth, might be saved. Saved from what, my brothers and sisters? Those who teach lies. Teach half-truths. Never seek to teach you everything you need to know. To be free from the authority of men. Because what they actually teach is only the false authority of men. Anytime man feels like he has a right to twist the word that Most High has spoken or take away from it, that's not divine authority or sovereignty that you're being compelled by. That's man's claim to authority that he never really had. Messiah said the spirit of truth the world will not receive. He said you'll be hated by all nations for the sake of his name. Hey, because he knew in advance the rulers would hate the gospel. For to declare that all nations should be established upon a foundation the nations did not know, meant that the ruling bodies of knowledge were folly. Polytheist heathen rulers, Roman rulers had no intention to accept the monotheist discipline that was expected as righteousness and righteousness restored. According to what in the monotheist East is commonly called the faith. Oh, I need to tell you much about how so much of that ancient empire called Kurdistan was actually, in so many ways, the church. Sounds like an awesome thing to say, but still nevertheless true. Acts 3rd chapter. How about Acts 2nd chapter, when it talks about where all those came from, predominantly came from, on the day of Pentecost, where they came from. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, this is predominantly people out of the East, not the West. What the East called the faith, my brothers and sisters, was recognition that the Most High was wiser than all the rulers. And those who sought him would become wiser than what seemed wise in a contentious world. Messiah coming as peacemaker did not mean that you read when he said, come let us reason together, that you only, everyone seeks to lean to his own understanding. But he seeks for wisdom he had not had, that men all know how to praise Yah. Think about it. If everybody seeks after the wisdom that seems wise in their own hearts according to predispositions of many, what they praise is many diverse kings, not the author of truth himself. Rulers didn't like the gospel, my brothers and sisters, for acceptance of faith in Yah, the Holy One that the East knew as a Savior. The one that Western rulers did not know. Western polytheists did not know. To admit that this faith was true was immediate admission that all that Western polytheist foundation had been was just utter foolishness, deception, instability. Something that must be as an obstacle, recognized as an obstacle, overthrown, that men finally see beyond the veil of illusion. That what the world believed in after a multitude of different rulers refused to accept that there's truly only one king and one conscience that is wise. To accept what the monotheists knew must be an absolution, was to recognize the foolishness of Western polytheist miscreant ideals. As a multitude of diverse confusions, Babylon, my brothers and sisters, can never be true to the pure and perfect will of one. So to discern what Yah decreed from the beginning, what he declared as the eventuality of all things, was to discern the depraved nature, or let's just say it was to discern what is the depraved nature of this present divided age. But the visions such as this would never have been established against divine vision of men had just been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. Meaning that all began to realize this being a fallen conscience in the world. Whenever they saw a division, they recognized this being a fallen conscience in the world. They had to seek Yah. Or else, my brothers and sisters, be doomed as though living in the world. The Apostle Shaul, the Colossians, said, beware lest any man beguile after the principle of the world, after the diverse principle of the world, and not after the one. Not after the spirit of Messiah himself. Like I said, they who preserve or divide the wicked worldly status quo. And who did it? Well, ancient Roman rulers create the concept of faith as being under massive compromise, even saying the Savior came that whatever fallen state of conscience the rulers, according to their territorial authorities, declared, it was a result of divine favor? Divine favor, the people become indiscriminate, filled with debate and doubt because there's no standard? You think that's the grace of Yah? They believe that as a result of the grace of Yah, men have a new covenant, one that licenses all the diverse compromises and differences rather than seeking an absolution. It's as if to say, my brother and sister, Messiah is not the foundation word that is from the beginning. It's as if to say, my brother and sister, he is not the Rishon Acharon, one who reveals what is from the beginning to eternity. It is to say, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is not consistent. It is to say the Most High is a liar. My brothers and sisters, anyone who believes such a thing has certainly fallen away from the faith. Well, they don't want you to consider these things, my brothers and sisters. I had pastors tell me things like, you actually think about this stuff. And I said, you don't? Isn't that a shock? My brothers and sisters, I think a lot of them have thought about it. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, what the scriptures say, a lot of them will be found treacherous. Either because they didn't think enough or they didn't want to. They'd rather the applause of the congregation, like I say, folks pulling out that folding money out of their billfolds and out of their purses to fill their back pockets. There's a lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, would rather someone champion their lies than believe they are deceived. I have to face the fact that they are deceived. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Romans by no means were the masters of the ancient faith, nor did they desire the eventuality truth of all that is the law and the prophets. They did not, in fact, my brothers and sisters, by no means were they even seeking in all things to be students of what the Most High foreordained unto the destruction of all their systemic confusion.
90 seconds.
Illusions and pride. That in fact, my brothers and sisters, after the divisions of the nations have been Gentile confused since the dawn of human fall, by no means, my brothers and sisters, could uphold the concept of Yah as one. It is evident even from the days of, even to the days of Shakespeare, my brothers and sisters, that the people of Western Europe still had a multitude of pagan mythologies as common to their everyday conscience.
60 seconds.
Then we might understand, my brothers and sisters, that if we're going to prepare for an absolute, whatever men did not do so, men were not compelled to do so, it was an act of treachery against the gospel. Oh, I got about 40 seconds left. Much I need to tell you about this concept of Mariology, formed by the Roman Catholic Church. Well, perhaps this is something I need to continue with tomorrow evening. Because I only got about 5 points, major points out of 10.
Seconds.
Yeah. They tell me we got about 10 seconds left. Tune in, my brothers and sisters. Don't fail to miss the next shows. Lots to talk about in terms of getting back to the foundation. To the might, honor, and praise always, the Most High. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again, certain indeed, for listening. Wow. Never enough time to say all that needs to be said. But Yah willing, my brothers and sisters, the heart that is eager will hear. The heart has a love. Truth will hear and obey. Truth is what it is. If you believe it, to walk after it, to call wise. Stand against it, call foolish. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I know when they hear the truth to turn toward it and not turn back again.